It was sweltering in June of 1998. All across the middle of the country, power companies were pleading with their customers to conserve energy. But it was just too hot. People, lots of people, turned up the air conditioning to high. That left power companies scrambling to meet demand. Recent deregulation allowed power companies to buy and sell electricity like any other commodity. But in the new freewheeling power market, demand forced the prices up, way up. One Midwestern power company had to pay so much on the market for power, it essentially lost an entire year's earnings in one day. Craig Perong is an assistant professor of finance at Washington University's Olin School of Business. He says since deregulation, the power companies have been getting their first lessons in market economics.
During periods of peak demand, like hot summer days, prices of electricity have gone through the roof. So in the June of 98, we had circumstances where prices were, for an hour, megawatt hour of electricity, got up to $2,500 when they're usually $50 a megawatt hour at that time.
Electricity brokers were especially at the mercy of the market. They don't generate the power they sell. They only trade electricity as a commodity. When demand peaked, they had nowhere to turn to get more power. Since then, those brokerages, the utilities, and others have been looking for supplemental power supplies. They've come up with the idea of building small power-generating plants that can be turned on when demand peaks and prices go up. Perong says they're sometimes called merchant plants, or more fittingly, peaker plants.
The peaker plant is usually very costly to operate. It's a relatively inefficient plant, but it doesn't cost much to build. And so those kind of plants make sense because you can keep them idle 90% of the time and just turn them on to produce electricity when you can make a big profit from doing so.
Essentially, the peaker plants are jet engines fueled by natural gas. With a flip of a switch, a peaker plant can immediately start generating electricity that can then be sold to the highest bidder. Enron is a Texas-based company that leads the nation in building peaker plants. Eric Thode is a spokesperson for the company. He says building peaker plants makes more sense than power companies building a big coal-fired or nuclear power plant.
Base load in this country is fairly ably met right now, but when you get into those summer months, there can be some difficult times. In 98, there were brownouts occurring and even blackouts occurring in many areas, so a peaker plant's a way to meet those needs.
To meet the peak demands, many of the plants are being built near large cities, the places most susceptible to brownouts. But that means the plants are being built near suburban neighborhoods. Martin Cohen is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board, a utility watchdog group.
Nobody wants one in their backyard because they make some noise, they don't create a lot of jobs, and they, in some cases, are unsightly and might harm the air quality ever so slightly in the nearby communities. But the system as a whole needs more power plants, particularly during those peak summer months. But it's understandable that people don't want them across the street.
Some of the peaker plant companies have been creative, working with architects to make the plants look like barns or office buildings. Opponents also make the point that the peaker plants produce emissions that cause ozone pollution. On the same hot sunny days, urban areas often experience high ozone levels. Cohen says, like them or not, ratepayers will find the peaker plants will help keep wholesale rates down, and ultimately that helps keep consumer power bills from going up as fast. Phil Novak is a state representative whose district is not too far from Chicago. Several peaker plants are planned around the city. Representative Novak helped draft Illinois' electric utility deregulation laws. He acknowledges not everyone wants the plants, but he adds, given the brownouts that Chicago has seen in past summers, he sees no alternative.
Peaker plants are necessary. You know, as our population expands, the demands for power continue to increase. We'll be able to have a merchant plant or plants in our area that can turn on at a flip of a switch and provide the power needed to keep those hospitals running, to keep the factories running, and to keep our consumers' air conditioning going.
Dozens of peaker plants have already been built across the country. Hundreds more are on the drawing boards, leaving communities wondering if electric utility deregulation in their state will mean a power plant in their neighborhood. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.